For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And how many weeks is this, Peter?
Well, I think it's about 7 or something. I heard the expression on Monday, 40 days and 40 nights, which kind of rings a biblical bell.
It does. And though I'm trusting that there will be an end, it is not yet in sight. And we're beginning to see the continued consequences of this with cancellations going further and further down the road.
I know what you mean. Last week you mentioned Shakespeare in Delaware Park. So that was a slap in the face. And then following up on that, the source for Shakespeare in my life, the Stratford Festival, completely shut down. Bang.
Right, that's pretty shocking. And to be clear, Shakespeare in Delaware Park has only so far canceled their first show, As You Like It. They're still keeping fingers crossed for A Midsummer Night's Dream, but that was to open July. It's just a kind of a countdown to see what happens. Yeah, the entire Stratford Festival, that's pretty startling. And the Shaw Festival has finally given furloughs to employees, and it's really, really worrisome.
Well, it is. And Mirvish in Toronto is pushing their productions all down the road to January. I was reminded of something you said several weeks ago on this program, that most of us experience theater on a night, but we forget that there have been months and months of development.
Right.
So if you can't be rehearsing now, you can't have a show in July, August, September.
And then to assemble that exact talent, sometimes you can't do that again. But interestingly, now we're in a situation where, well, no one's taking another job, that there are no other jobs. No one is getting an offer for anything, not on stage, not in television, not in the movies. So the biggest talents in the industry are available. And we've been reaping the benefits for this online. Did you catch the Sondheim 90th birthday celebration this week?
I did not. Where was it? What, can I get back to it?
You can. You can find it online. I'm finding a good single source is playbill.com. And you can still watch the Sondheim celebration. But they're able to get absolutely anybody. You get Neil Patrick Harris doing the Witch's Song from Into the Woods. You get Patti LuPone singing Anyone Can Whistle. Linda Lavin doing a song from The Mad Show, which she did, must be 60 years ago. And it's fabulous. And of course, a huge highlight. It starts with Buffalo's Christine Baranski singing Ladies Who Lunch in her bathrobe with a glass of wine. And then she's joined by Meryl Streep with a bottle of scotch. And then she's joined by Audra McDonald. And they're doing this boozy in their bathrobe, Ladies Who Lunch. It is outrageous. How would you put that together? Except they're home. They're available.
Well, I've noticed that the technology of taking people from their homes and then blending them together is getting better and better by the day.
Yes, and also people who had not even contemplated the internet before. Chita Rivera has practically become the Zsa Zsa Gabor of the talk show circuit. Everyone wants to talk to her, and you didn't used to be able to get Chita.
Chita Rivera is 87 years old. She is Broadway's greatest living legend. But this way, she doesn't even have to leave her own living room. She can just sit at home and talk to anybody she wants to.
The other night, she did a Saturday night program where they had high school students from all across the country doing Chita Rivera songs. So there was a girl doing Velma, doing all that jazz, a girl doing a number from Bye Bye Birdie, and so on. And there are all these kids, and then Chita praises them and comments on it and tells stories about when she did that show. And now I find that she and Patti LuPone and Billy Porter and a whole bunch of people are doing this retreat for high school and junior high school drama teachers.
All online.
All online. And well, they never could have gotten this kind of name recognition before, but now they're getting all the heavy hitters. Sure, I'll talk to junior high school drama teacher. What else have I got to do? And so if there's a silver lining, it's that. And this week, did you catch the alleyway brunch quickies?
I did, the second Sunday in a row.
My favorite part.
Yes. Well, I know you love the grand opening.
Yeah, my favorite part is Joyce Stilson in her bathrobe, blousy and not into it, doing a Masterpiece Theater type opening. And she is so funny. It's entirely rehearsed, entirely cheesy, and she's hilarious. And various theaters around town have been doing things. I had participated. Shakespeare in Delaware Park had done a reading of Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day for Shakespeare's birthday, which was the 23rd. And various theaters doing various celebrations. I find to find out about those, friending theaters on Facebook is a better way to be informed of these things. Usually than their websites. They seem to be quite up to date on Facebook.
That bears repeating. I've seen this trend now for about a year. Most of the local theater company web pages are minimal at best, and they're not updated, but they do stay on top of their Facebook pages. So that's a great tip.
Well, somehow we've managed to keep busy and entirely preoccupied with the theater, despite all, and will continue to do in the weeks ahead. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.